Episode 1550, Unplug to Power Up.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new day. Rise and shine. Get the joy pumping in your heart. It's time to unplug, to power up. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Are you ready for it? Let's do this together. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, why weigh yourself down more than what the world is already expecting from you? Fatigue makes cowards of us all. Unplug to power up. Feel the rush you were created to embody. Let the peace overwhelm your soul to renew your mind. There are days that life seems too heavy to lift. From the moment your feet hit the ground, you can't wait to be back with your head on the pillow. And then, when you think you have the day under control, you've put out all the fires for everyone else, reality smacks you in the face. There's a rage bubbling up to grab control of your schedule that binds you. Your heart wrestles with the weight of emptiness you feel, burdensome and weary. Fatigue makes cowards of us all. General George Patton has been given credit to this, and so has Coach Vince Lombardi. Two great men. If you have a general and a coach who speaks it, maybe we should listen up. Fatigue makes cowards of us all. Why do you run your body into the ground? Why do you hang only by a thread, little energy to give for the simple things in life? Why do you let your lips mumble the word, yes, only to find yourself strapped to more commitments, less room for refreshment? Unplug to power up. God knows his limitations, which are none. But do you? Do you know your own limitations? Or are you testing yourself to prove a point? There's the sucker punch. Are you living your life to prove a point? What point will be proven if you can't lead the life God created you to lead? It's okay to take a step back, to rest knowing that God's got you. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to be involved in everything. You can take a break. It's not against the law. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. That's Psalm 62, verse 1, the beginning of it. Where are you trying to find your rest? In your busyness? How's that working for you? Not so well. Spring is here. It has sprung. Yet you already feel tired and exhausted. You need a vacation before the vacation even occurs. And when you have that vacation, you're going to need another vacation to keep going. Your heart can't take much more. Why let the world decide for you the direction of your journey? That's what happens when you tear your body down, when you wear out your mind to no avail. You give control to the world. You give control to the enemy. You relinquish it all. Romans 12, verse 2 says this, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Your journey doesn't have to be too much. You don't have to feel like you're carrying five elephants every single day on your back all by yourself. Yes, difficulties and distractions will always be a part of the territory, but you don't have to go it alone. Unplug to power up from the daily grind. Don't give up peace in exchange for overwhelming anxiety. Is that what you're doing in your life? Are you giving up peace for fatigue? Are you giving up refreshment for your soul? To live out somebody else's desire for you? Are you giving up part of your day because, well, you just feel like you have no choice and you just say yes because you haven't learned how to say no? Don't give up peace in exchange for overwhelming anxiety. You matter. A great journey is before you. Some parts you have already trodden. But if you want to keep on the journey, a sacrifice must be made. What do you need to unplug today in order to power up for your journey tomorrow? Because I know you've already got today planned out. You're already freaking out about today. So why worry about today? Look at today and figure out what you can either get rid of, scratch off your list completely, delegate. I love that word. Become married to that word. Delegate, delegate, delegate. You're not required to do everything. Just because you're the president of the PTO doesn't mean that you have to do it all. That's why you have chair people. That's why you have volunteers. Your reputation is not going to be based on whether or not you do it yourself. It's follow through. Raise up other leaders. Don't do everything and feel like you're strapped to the world. That's not a life worth living. God already took care of that for us. He sent his son, Jesus, to be strapped to the world so we wouldn't have to be. That should put an incredible smile on your face. That should give you goosebumps in your heart. That should give you exactly what you need when you need to unplug today in order to power up for your journey tomorrow. So what do you need to unplug? Maybe you need to literally turn off the electronics that hold you captive. Maybe you need to turn off those notifications that ping you every single time. Every single time you get a ding, a ping, a noise of some form or fashion. I mean, I think one of these days we're going to walk out into the world and we're all just going to be kind of, you know, jolting around because we're going to have all these noises around us. And we're going to be always responding to something, reacting to something else. Turn them off. Turn off your Instagram notifications. Go in there when you want to go in there, not because, oh my gosh, she posted. I got to see what she posted. Seriously. Let everybody else live their life and you live your life the best that you can live it. Because nobody's going to live it for you. The TV, turn it off. There's a lot of junk on there anyway. And if you really want to watch a program, maybe you just DVR it, record it. Your sports channel. Oh, I know. A game happened last night. Oh, yes. And maybe you had to have it on. I get that. Because hubby said, we're going to watch the basketball game. We have no choice. And you fix the wings and the whole works. And that's great. But what about every other day? Your normal day. What does your normal day look like? What do you need to unplug today in order to power up for your journey tomorrow? Maybe you need a power nap. And not just like a 10-minute power nap. You need like a 2-hour power nap. Your body just isn't responding like it needs to. You're getting older. Yeah, I know. That's not real uplifting news. But if you don't take care of your body, it can't take care of you. It goes one in one, mind, body, and spirit. So take that power nap. Maybe you need a complete healthy meal. Stop running through the drive-thru all the time. That's not the answer to your health and well-being. Maybe you think it is because you've got so many other things going on, but maybe so many other things that are going on need to go away so you can have a healthy meal with your family sitting down in peace and enjoying each other's company. Maybe it's been weeks. Maybe it's been since Christmas since you've done that. You don't need to wait for a catastrophe to happen. I'm talking like a death in the family, a crisis to occur. But that's usually what occurs here in these situations. We put it off and then we wonder, why did we wait so long? I've missed this interaction. Go for that complete healthy meal. Maybe you need to say no to a request that's been made by a friend or a teacher, a colleague. If you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, are you a procrastination junkie? Go listen to it. Okay, finish this one first. But go back and listen to that one. Do you know your values? When you say no, same with confidence, because you know what? It's not matching up with the season that I'm in right now, and that's okay. I don't owe anybody an explanation. And if you have a lot of children, I mean, I have a lot of children, except praise the Lord, mine are now a lot older, so they can care for themselves. But if you have little ones running around, you get tired, Mom. You get tired, Dad. And guess what? I'm here to tell you, that's normal. You're going to get tired. But you need to take care of yourself in this season. Get a babysitter. Call a friend and say, you know, I really need a break. Would you be willing to watch my kids? And then when you and Pete want to go out, I'll watch them for you. You don't always have to have a babysitter or pay someone. There are other ways around it if the budget doesn't seem to add up. You don't have to go out and spend money for you and your husband to go and do something together. You can go walk along the beach side. If you're near a beach, I want to be there too. You can go to the park. You can take a drive through the city that you haven't been to for a long time. Go to the countryside and watch the sunset. Remember dating? Yeah, okay. I know that just kind of sparked all these. Oh, yeah, we could do that. Think about all the crazy things we did to be together. So get a babysitter. Go out on a date with your spouse. What do you need to unplug today in order to power up for your journey tomorrow? I'm afraid that most of us are walking around like zombies. And that's one thing I really don't like. You know, they have all this makeup stuff on and all those weird zombie shows. And if you're a zombie lover, that's fine. But I don't like all that gore stuff because my mind goes to a totally different atmosphere when those kind of things, I just don't like to watch them. But I believe that if we keep pushing ourselves to the nth degree, we're going to be beyond zombies without all the blood and the guts and all the other stuff hanging out. But we're going to be walking around not knowing any direction for our life. And then one day we're going to sit back and say, what have I done? What did I miss? The children are grown. And you're like, what happened to 20 years of my life? My husband and I are celebrating 26 years of marriage this coming August. And we are on the brinks then of almost being together for 30 years. That's crazy. I mean, for me, honestly, thinking about it, that's mind blowing. When you're little growing up and you pretend that you're going to get married and you dress up and you play dun, dun, da, dun, 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 da, dun, and you walk down the aisle and it's so much fun. You're playing with your girlfriends when you're just like 3 to 5 years old, right? You look adorable. But you forgot to think about what happens in real life. We forget the journey that we're on. And unfortunately, we miss a lot of things on that journey because we're letting somebody else be our guide. What's guiding your life? Is it fatigue? Is it a way for you to kind of like, if I'm just tired all the time, I'm just barely getting through, well, then I won't have to worry about it. I'm just going to get through it because I know when all the kids are out of the house, everything will be better. Oh, will it? No. You talk to those that are in that season of life and they'll tell you if they could go back in time, how many things they would change? What do you need to unplug, to power up today? I want to remind you that God's got you. You're not alone. But you have to be a willing participant. You may drag your children around, kicking and screaming, pulling them out of Walmart, going, okay, that's it. I've had enough of this. But God says, you have free will. You have a choice to make. Whom do you choose? That of the world or that of me? Unplug to power up. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.